University is offering courses of study leading to your certified AA through PhD all online. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very important issue, I believe, multiple pronged issue as we face the issues today. We're talking about drones, guns, and the Bible. Is there a nexus? What does the Bible say in relationship to these things that we see taking place today? I read earlier today, before the news break, Schumer, that's Chuck Schumer, calls on feds to deploy declassified technology that can identify the drones. Another headline, unidentified drone swarm over U.S. military bases and it sparks alarm. Another headline, President Trump says government knows what the drones are and demands an answer. He says something strange is going on. And I could read headline after headline after headline. And you would think, ladies and gentlemen, after a while, that the feds would make a decision that we need to go ahead and the cat's out of the bag and let's identify it. I believe we're witnessing the swarms of drones that's going to continue to intensify with no answers to the general public up to and including the time of the swearing in inauguration of President Donald J. Trump for our 47th president, leading it into the position that Trump will have to handle the problem. Listen, the FBI tells us they don't know what's happening. The DHS insists that these drones are completely harmless, but they plead ignorance when it comes to the origin of them. My question is, and perhaps you have an answer for it, how can you say that something is harmless if you do not know what it is, who sent it, where it's coming from, and what it's capable of doing? How do you make that assertion? And yet that is what is being asserted and assured to the general public by the Department of Homeland Security. May I say also, the DOJ insists that America is safe, yet will not admit the government is in control of these drones and what is happening. The CIA, the Pentagon, the State Department all continue to admonish the public to stop worrying, stop being afraid. These drones are safe. As our caller said a moment ago, these drones are pretty good sized vehicles. They're not made for backyard adventures for kids and teenagers and or for those who want to fly a drone that you go down to one of the big box stores and purchase. These are humongous. In fact, I watched this morning about, I reckon, 6:30, 7 o'clock on early morning news. A police chief in one of the cities in New Jersey, they've set up a drone monitoring system. They have multiple screens where they're monitoring the drones and looking at what is taking place. And on one of the screens they showed looked like dozens upon dozens of dozens that they're following. they've tried to use their drones. And he said, listen, one of the police officers' drones, highly sophisticated drones used by law enforcement, he said they released it, watched it on the screen, and when it started getting into the pathway or near these unidentified drones, all of a sudden the drone, the alien drone, all of a sudden made a turn and went in the opposite direction immediately. He said it's as though the drone could see their drone approaching and evaded and avoided the intersection with that drone. There's something about that that just reeks with future danger for America. One of our legislators in D.C. just said that he believes that they are, one said that he thinks that it's from a mothership out in the ocean that's being sent out by Iran. Iran manufactures the majority of the drones that are being used in the Russian-Ukrainian war. Whether these are manufactured by Iran, I don't know. But the latest idea is, out of those knowledgeable people in the U.S. House, those conservatives, they say they believe that it is Chinese assets that are scanning America. And yet, Biden, the chief executive officer, and his wife Jill, they're in Delaware on vacation, as though there's nothing happening. And some might think this is, you know, hair on fire and crying wolf. No, it's not. We're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, the invasion of a foreign power that is surveilling all of America and doing their preparation to take control of our nation even after Donald J. Trump goes, you can say, well, that's a conspiracy theory. No, it's not. It's looking at facts on the ground and making determination and assertions as to what seems to be taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, when we see this happening, I believe it's time for us to recognize the need to pray. I look at Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth the rule, the people mourn. And I believe we're witnessing the difference between righteousness in control and those that are evil, evil, ladies and gentlemen, in control. When the wicked, the evil are in control. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, today, Joe Biden and the entire entourage of all of his administration are evil, wicked people. Contrary to some say, well, they love America too. No, they don't. You can't love America and do what's been done for 4 years under the Biden administration. It's an impossibility to love the nation, love country, or love God, and do what's been done over the past almost 4 years now. And ladies and gentlemen, another aspect of what we're talking about today, when we say drones, guns, and the Bible, I'm looking at a headline that should cause grave concern for every listener. Transgender or not, Christian school shooter identified as a 15-year-old girl who died en route to the hospital. The shooter who killed a teacher and a student at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin on Monday and injured seven others now has been identified. I'm not going to give the name. She went by the name calling herself Samantha. The shooter has now been identified as a 15-year-old girl who went by the name of Samantha. She was a student at the school, and evidence suggests she died from self-inflicted gunshot wounds. She was pronounced dead while in transport to a local hospital. A teacher and a teenage student were pronounced dead at the scene at the school. Authorities said one student and teacher died, but their identities were not being released at the time. Six other students and another teacher were hurt and hospitalized, with two students remaining in critical condition. We're still working to determine the motive, this article says. The police chief in that city said a manifesto has been circulating on social media, said it has not been confirmed as being linked to the shooter. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of consternation today in relationship to that. What caused it? What would have brought that 15-year-old to the point of making a determination you've got to get a weapon and just go in your school and start shooting? I understand that school had about 400 students. It's a pretty large Christian school when you got that number of students. How do you go into a school and just start shooting? Here's a headline, Wisconsin school shooting update. Motive sought after suspect identified. a day after police say a 15-year-old girl opened fire at a private Christian school in Wisconsin, killing fellow classmates and teacher, injuring six others. The shooting occurred Monday morning in the classroom during a study hall at Abundant Life Christian School, the kindergarten through high school, with 400 students. The suspect down on the way to the hospital. Police investigating possible writing from the suspect online. They're looking for what is being said. We've been made aware of this manifesto, the police chief told the outlet. Another sub-headline in this article. Police investigate whether parents were negligent or not. In the interview with CNN, said authorities were looking into how the suspect got the handgun used Monday's shooting and whether parents were negligent in doing so. Here's some questions that deserves our questioning and our serious concern in America. God gives us the right to keep and bear arms. You say, well, where is that found? I've written a book on that subject, published a number of years ago, The Doctrine of Self-Defense. You go back and you study the scripture, you find that, for example, in Esther, the little book of Esther, chapter 7, 8, and 9, where there was an edict that had gone out on a certain day at a certain time, all Jews would be killed. And when it was discovered, the king discovered that he had been tricked into signing that law. He said the law of the Medes and the Persians could not be altered or changed, so therefore he wrote a new law. And the new law was, and went out to 128 provinces in that day by donkeyback, if you will. And the new law said, when they come to kill you, rise up and kill them first. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the epitome of self-defense. Jesus told his disciples, if you got two garments, sell one and buy a weapon, buy a sword, the scripture says, in Luke's gospel. Why? Self-defense. Ladies and gentlemen, we have in our Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. But, ladies and gentlemen, listen, we ought not to look at it on the basis that the weapon is bad. It's the trigger finger, that makes the decision to squeeze that trigger. It's the one behind the trigger that makes the decision, not the trigger itself. Here's another headline. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What say you? Should the parents be charged because somehow, some way, they were negligent? Should the parents be charged because maybe it was their weapon that the 15-year-old girl stole? Are the parents responsible for the actions of that child if the parents did not know it and the child did that out of anger or hostility? And the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, and I've studied this for many, many years, what causes a mass shooter to shoot? What causes it? By the way, and I'll touch on this, we'll get back to it later. Across the spectrum of the mass shootings in schools, shootings in churches, etc., etc., there's several key elements that I have put together down through the years and can dogmatically say. In the overwhelming majority of these cases, that child, that kid, that teenager, that young adult was not brought up in a Christian home, Christian setting, where the Bible is read, where there's the inculcation of the Word of God. There's not any, secondly, there's not any spiritual involvement of the family in a local New Testament church. And thirdly, in every case that I've studied on the mass shootings, the individual pulling the trigger was on some type of psychotropic drug, either one that was prescribed or one that was over-the-counter or one that was off the streets, a drug that will modify the thinking of the mind. And fourthly, overwhelming majority, if not all, were involved in watching some vicious, vile online games of killing and murder and shootings, and they simply want to go and put that into place. And the fifth major element that is found in all of the shootings, all of the shooters, the anger with someone or something about their lives. And with this 15-year-old, something was said about the question and answer from the police chief. Well, wasn't she a transgender person? The police chief summarily chided, that doesn't make any difference. I don't care. Now that's inconsequential. No, it's not. If that individual was in the process of transitioning and angry about the condition and because of the drugs being that she would have been on that would cause the mind-altering mindset and anger and hostility, All of that is part and parcel of what we see taking place today, which leads me to say we need to get back to putting Bible back in our classrooms, the Word of God back in the classrooms, pledge to the flag back in the classrooms, recognition that we're one nation under God needs to be recognized, where the teacher has the opportunity to allow the Word of God to be spoken and being memorized in the classroom, as goes back to the days of yesteryear when that was the case. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I have a question for you. In the air, don't we have borders where if something, a drone or something came in, that we can shoot it down? Like if you come any further in America, you will be shot down?
Absolutely, Terry. That is historically the case. If we have enemy invasions, if all of a sudden there's a swarm of jet airplanes flying across America, nose diving, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they're in violation of the U.S. airspace. Absolutely. Our military has that authority and the right to do so. Generally, they're just like with 9/11, when the planes were going into the Pentagon and in the Pennsylvania cornfield, et cetera, et cetera. Our military scrambled jets to fly along beside those planes and to try to determine, is it just a plane off course or is it an enemy plane? That is the violation of our international our airspace for America, and we have the right to do so, absolutely, unequivocally. Is that being done? No. Is there a mindset today that there's a danger out there? No. So the question that I have when it comes back to the drones, either they know what it is, and they know it's harmful, but they're allowing it because I believe Biden is guilty of treason, and I believe part of that treason is selling America out to Russia, to China, and to Iran in particular. And I believe that if he speaks the truth and brings this to the forefront, then China will crush him and cut off his source of funds that's been flowing through the whole Biden family cabal. So I believe that is taking place today. You're exactly right. Our nation is not being protected. Go ahead.
Could it be that he pardoned his son because of his son's connections with China and also money or involvement that he has in China?
No question about it. That is the first, foremost, and final, the rationale in his mind. He'll never say that. And I still believe that there's some major pardons and commutations that he still has up his sleeve that will be done before he leaves office. I still have a little quandary in my mind. Will Joe Biden step down officially and let Kamala Harris take over as president prior to January the 21st, 2025? I believe there are all kinds of potentials out there simply because Joe Biden is not in control. Joe Biden is the puppet. And anything that takes place, we can say, well, Joe did it, Joe said it. No. He's the puppet. But it's through his administration that it is happening. And right at this very moment, I believe America is in the most vulnerable position as from an enemy standpoint that we've ever been in the history of our nation. Allowing these drones to come in, allowing the balloons to fly across America about a year ago, et cetera, et cetera. It is open treason against our nation that Joe Biden is guilty of, in my most humble opinion. But, Terry, it deserves our serious prayer and our recognition of the danger that is before us. And we'll keep looking up, lifting up our heads in the realization, as Luke 21:28 says, our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Ezekiel 18, verses 19 through 20, in regards to the Father being held accountable. As far as the drones, and I would like to address what Terry was just speaking about, as far as the drones and airspace goes, the Federal Aviation Administration classifies drones as planes, and it is a felony to attempt to shoot one down. I'm not condoning it, but if you were to attempt it, their turkey shot for a shotgun would be a good
Good. I was aiming at the turkey as he was flying off and missed him.
But
I'm not advocating that, of course. But it is comical to think about.
Yeah. But basically it says the son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son.
Yes.
The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon themselves. So, you know, an individual is ultimately, at some point, you have to determine an age of accountability. And in the case of today's youth, without any biblical direction or Christ-centered in there, they are subject to just being bombarded by all kinds of garbage. The pharmaceutical industry wants to medicate them out of their senses because it's profitable for them.
Well, Jim, you touched on that. If I could jump in for just a moment. Across the nation, state after state after state, passing rules, regulations, laws, and amendments to the Constitution for their state, allowing pot to flow in the streets like water, and yet we wonder why these kids get drugged up, hyped up, and on some type of psychotropic drug that will go in and cause them to do the mass shooting. I don't understand the rationale that we're passing laws, putting things in the hands of these youngsters that alter the mind, the thinking, the attitude, and the actions, and then wonder, woe is me, what can we do? And Jim, on the heels of that statement, and I'll turn you loose with your response, as a result of this new shooting, all of a sudden, the loose likes lost liberals, the socialist Marxist media, and others are saying that we need to increase the red flag laws across America. I believe there's some 29 states today that have the red flag laws, and they're wanting to increase that number and put more teeth in it, tweaking the laws. Are you familiar with the red flag law? If so, tell our listeners what it means and what it does.
Well, a red flag law, Florida has one, by the way. Mm-hmm. A red flag law states that if an individual appears before a court with sufficient testimony to demonstrate that the owner of a weapon, in this case a handgun or a rifle-barreled gun, and gives testimony saying that this individual might be dangerous without due process according to, you know, writs of habeas corpus there, which says that you're innocent until proven guilty, the law enforcement agency can come in and confiscate those weapons from that individual on the basis of testimony from another individual in regards to
they are extremely loose. Extremely loose, extremely dangerous. Here's the bottom line, if you put it in the loosey-goosey terminology that I would state it in. You could be walking down the street with your legal weapon. Someone see you take it out of your pocket, put it in your vest, put it on your belt, put it in your car, pick up the telephone, make an anonymous telephone call, and say, I saw Jim walking down the street, twirling his pistol. He's endangering his life and the life of others. Next morning at 4:35, police officers can blast through your doors or knock on the door, however they want to do it. You come to the door, they could summarily arrest you, search your home, take all of your weapons, and then in the state of Florida, in some cases, it's taken 3, 4, 5, and 6 years at the individual's own expense and legal funds going out to try to get his rights back and to get his weapon back that was illegally taken. In fact, I'll say this and turn you loose. Here's a headline. Florida Republican Representative Joel Rudman files bill to allow open carry and to repeal the state's red flag laws. Representative Joel Rudman, Rudman, a Republican who is running for Congress in a special election, filed a bill Monday to allow guns to be carried openly in the state of Florida. A family medical practitioner, he is, said it would be also repeal Florida's red flag law passed by lawmakers after the 2018 mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. My first bill has been filed for the 2025 legislative session for the state of Florida, and it reiterates my commitment to freedom and the Constitution. My bill repeals Florida's unconstitutional red flag laws and makes Florida an open carry state. In fact, when you go in and study the document in this particular case, I believe we had some 2,800 cases, I think I recall the number correctly, in the state of Florida where citizens, upright citizens, have had their constitutional right to keep and bear arms ripped away from them without a hearing first, without a constitutional hearing, without being found guilty of anything, just on hearsay. that that can take place. I'm looking at another headline, Jim. Red flag law, gun laws enforced haphazardly across America. And yet they want to enlarge the red flag laws. I shudder at the thought because, well, see, these shooters, mass shootings as they call it, it's not the gun, it's the one controlling the gun. What say you?
I have a weapon that's in storage right now that's never shot nobody. It's never got up from where I put it down at. It won't. I don't know what's wrong with it, but it just won't. So anyway, well, as far as constitutional carry goes, there are crime prevention consequences have, you know, a preventative measure in crime. Criminals prey upon the weak. God created man and woman, but as the old saying goes, Smith and Wesson made them equal, man and woman. Mm-hmm. So it's a controversial subject for a lot of people out here, but good guys with guns stop bad guys with guns, period.
Absolutely, absolutely. When you go back and study that, too, across the nation, when these do-gooders use the calculations and talk about how many people have been killed with a gun, they include the shootings where the good guy had the gun and saved a life by shooting someone. They include those same numbers. I'm looking at a headline that says, Indiana's red flag law should have prevented the FedEx shooting. That was in 2021. And here's what else you should know about these laws. And it goes on to talk about it. But yet, from the left, their answer to every shooting is to take the weapons away, confiscate the guns, increase the red flag laws, restrict the Second Amendment, et cetera, et cetera. Jim, I tell people I believe in God and Glock, and in that order. And I believe that it's time that we recognize that we need to stand for truth, and we need to do so in these final days. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you, and we need to keep looking up, each and every one of us. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a serious subject today. We're talking about the drones, guns, and the Bible. The Bible says, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that a parent should train up a child the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not have departed from it. Proverbs 22:6. The scripture is very, very clear that in the Deuteronomy text, a parent is supposed to teach that child what the Word of God says, that that child can impact others' lives with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, that being void in America, we're seeing the end result. We've sown to the wind. Now we're reaping the whirlwind, as the scripture talks about doing, and we're reaping that whirlwind. The whirlwind is that we're losing our ethics, morals, and values from the top down in our nation because we've turned our backs on God. I believe it's time we turn back to God. I believe it's time we put the Bible back in the classroom. I believe it's time we put prayer and pledge to the flag back in the classroom and ask God to heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as one. Once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news. You're listening to The Truth.